Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Brick Belt Podcast, your hub for LEGO information, rankings, and more.
I'm Mickey, and that is, of course, Ohm, and today we're going to talk about one of the shortest-lived, but, in my opinion, one of the highest quality, although minifigure selection could be improved, themes of 2015, the year of 2015, and Back to the Future, Scooby-Doo, with a hyphen. And it's a theme, with very few sets. But it's pretty cool.
A grand total, I think we'll be able to talk about every single one in this episode. 5 soul sets, 1 polybug, and released in 2016, and 1 dimensions set released in 2015.
Which I coincidentally have.
And is it pretty good?
So, yeah, it's great. It's wonderful. How was your week? Oh. Never mind, the week was great. My week was personally great. I have been PE free for a week now, and I can't think of anything to say. I suck at improv.
So we're gonna work our way up from size. So first we have Ruby Roo, Scooby Doo, and it's Scooby Doo with his tongue sticking out, and it's a special mold that allows the head to turn. It's a grand total of 2 parts.
Ah,
he's in a walking position.
It's not very much of a poly bag, is it?
All right, no one. Yeah, it's a unique head print, but no one has it in any of their inventories because it was a weird promotional thing.
The thing is, you get that because you want Scooby-Doo and not the set, which is kind of sad because the sets are pretty cool in my opinion. And now we're moving on to the dimensions pack. Dimensions, rest in peace. Which comes with 2 minifigures. One of them's not really a minifigure. It's Scooby-Doo in a sitting position, Shaggy with a flashlight, a mini version of the Mystery Machine, and a giant sandwich. And Shaggy has dual-molded arms. And that is all I have to say about this.
Yeah, these are pretty normal figures. There's these nice theme stands, and the Mystery Machine is so cute.
Yep, pretty cool. With the flower pieces on the sides. And next, we move on to the reels. The first reel set, which is set 75900-1 Mummy Museum Mystery. It's retailed originally for $14.99 USD, $11.99 pounds, and other things. $14.99 euros. It comes with 3 minifigures, a mummy who may not actually be a mummy, Scooby-Doo with a curious face, and another Shaggy.
There's not much going on here. This is probably the worst Scooby-Doo set. Even the polybag is better than this because there's this weird... I mean, a museum is supposed to look opulent and grand, and it's like these very thin fake pillars with Johnny Thunder on one of them.
Johnny Thunder, the legend.
From 1992. And then a sarcophagus that opens up because cool there's mold, a sandwich.
Do you think that's a new mold, or do you think it's a...
It's probably reused from Pharaoh's Quest.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's pretty cool. New mold with maybe not a new mold that has a sort of it just has the, you know, the basic minifigure body that's not a minifig, kind of like the carbonite thing.
It's a coffin.
Yeah,
it's only the lid because there's a chain that attaches to a sandwich. So Scooby eats the sandwich, and then that releases the mummy, and apparently it's going after some jewels that are in the floor right beneath it.
How coincidental is that? The mummy does not have arm printing or side leg printing, which kind of stinks, but oh well. We're going to move on. Set 75901 for $19.99 USD, $19.99 UK pounds, €24.99, and this set comes with 128 pieces, which is kind of a weird price, but it's kind of a fair price. And it comes with Shaggy again. I don't know what's up with Shaggy being in everything. It comes with a Scooby-Doo with a new head, a sitting Scooby-Doo with a new face print that has goggles, which is pretty cool. And then it comes with a Headless Horseman. The Headless Horseman comes with a new pumpkin mold, which reappeared later. And the Headless Horseman is revealed as Elwood Crane, and he looks very old and angry, and he also has a horse. And then there is the plane, which has, of course, it's a plane. It's a biplane, I do believe. And the plane can fit Scooby-Doo or Shaggy, whoever you want to put in there. And it also has this sort of chain for Shaggy to swing down on with a Tarzan vine-like thing. He swings down from it, and there's also like a sandwich bomb thing in the back. And this set I do have like somewhat experience with, because someone I know has the set. I've seen it before, and it's pretty cool. And I do have the pumpkin head mold. But yeah. So what do you think, Owen?
Not a great set, with a really nice villain. And I love the new mold they made for the Headless Horse.
Indeed.
The light goggles on sitting Scooby looks great. Yeah, it just doesn't make sense.
It's a plane flown by a dog with the color scheme of a 60s hippie van. So that's $20 set value. We have $15 and $20, and now we're going to move on to the $30 set value. The one you've all been waiting for, 75902. For $30, £30, and €35, the Mystery Machine, which comes with 4 minifigures, a standing Scooby, Fred, of course, Shaggy, of course, because he's in every set for reason, and a zombie with a stitched-up face head thing. And I actually have this set, and it comes with a really cool Mystery Machine build, in my opinion.
We're magic. Looking at it right now.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. There's a cool snot on the bottom half. The back, like, opens up. And it also comes with, like, a weird haunted robotic tree for some reason. It comes with 301 pieces, so, you know, if you're one of those price per people. Sure, this is great value for you. Exactly right on there.
10 cents.
10 cents, maybe. So it's a really cool set. One thing I really like about it is how the stickers, I don't know, the stickers are just cool, in my opinion. And also, I like the, like the walls. I don't know what they're called. Walls? The hubcaps?
Hubcaps, yes.
The hubcaps of the tires. Those are pretty cool.
They're static, too.
Which I also is like the big.
Weird, but...
Yeah, they are. Oh, yeah, because they're attached to the axle, not the wheel. I also like the windshield a lot, which I do believe is a new piece, but might have been reused for something else later.
It was new, but it has been reused.
Any thoughts on the van?
Best set. Is this the only set with Freddy?
Every set has Scooby-Doo and Shaggy.
Yeah, this is the only set with Freddy.
Which is kind of sad, but also cool.
And it is the best set. I would love to mock this out. This is 8 studs wide, to make it 6 studs wide to fit in with the rest of my vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And actually just have a bunch of crime-fighting kids in my city.
Indeed. Who wouldn't want the Mystery Crew, Mystery Incorporated, what am I saying? Who wouldn't want Mystery Incorporated to be living in their place? Also, that one Scooby-Doo Mystery Incorporated show was very frightening. I don't know why it was so scary. And it's the Haunted Lighthouse with 5 minifigures. It came with a sitting Scooby, Shaggy, because of course, but he's draped in seaweed for some reason, because it's the ocean, you know? Daphne, who I do believe also comes in the mansion set, but I can't be sure, with the new hairpiece. And then it also comes with, 2 villain people, who are the lighthouse keeper, who's like this angry old person, who's actually this, weird person named Verona Dempsey. I don't know who that is, but it's a person in, like, a wetsuit-looking thing. And then there's this dude, who's very frightening, who's the Swamp Monster, also known as Mr. Brown, the most anticlimactic name ever. And he looks like an angry old British baron, because he has a monocle, and that's the only reason why. In my opinion, it's pretty cool. It has a lighthouse, it has, like, the skull cave that opens up, and there's, like, the whole treasure thing, and, like, the whole story is there's treasure, and these two people are working together to try and find it, but, to keep people away from the lighthouse, they're pretending to scare people off. There's also, the Mystery Machine boat, pretty much, is what it is. That's all I have to say on this set. It's pretty cool. Thoughts?
Yeah, I would say Shaggy should be driving, and he should look more scared if he's water skiing. He just looks confused. But, yeah, there's nothing, I think this and the Mystery Plane set were the worst performing ones, because there was nothing exclusive to offer, except, like, Shaggy with seaweed, which no one needs.
Shaggy with seaweed.
Then we're gonna go to
75904, the Mystery Mansion, for $90, $70 British pounds. 90 euros. This comes with, I believe, 7 minifigures. It comes with Shaggy, of course, in a motorcycle with a sidecar, because every vehicle has to have that color scheme of teal, turquoise, teal, lime green, and orange. Because, of course.
No, it's medium
Medium azure.
azure.
Azure. Medium azure. And then there's also Daphne, who I believe has some sort of dual molded legs slash side printing legs. Pretty cool. I think it's just side printing. There's
Yeah.
Velma. This is the only set that Velma comes in.
So
And then
she's like
there's,
$100.
yeah, there's a spooky knight dude whose name is Black Knight, who has some skewed glasses. His name is Mr. Wickles. I'm so frightened of him. This set actually has three villains. There's also Ghost. It's a ghost, and the villain's name is actually Bluestone the Great, which is interesting that his name is Bluestone. That's a and then there's finally the final villain, who is a vampire, whose name is actually Bob. So this set comes with three kind of areas. There is, first off, this greenhouse, which again includes that one dual molded pumpkin mold. It also includes a carnivorous plant that I feel like was like a robot or something that they had. There's also the giant tower, which comes with a clock that when it like reaches midnight, I think it is, but it might be some other time. It spins around and the vampire's revealed on the balcony. And then there's also when you open the door, like when you push something, then the giant like pendulum ball smashes you in the face. Can't see it on
Yeah.
here. And then there's another building that I don't remember what's in there. Probably something spooky. And there is a like safe thing where you can find the gold. And there's a whole mystery where there's keys in the floor to open a safe with gold bars in it that were probably hidden in this castle, and old people couldn't find it, which is kind of funny that they couldn't find it. And then Shaggy and Scooby are stuck in the kitchen downstairs. And that is the final set. Three villains. So in total, LEGO Scooby-Doo comes with five system sets, varying price scales from $15 to $90. All of them have Shaggy and Scooby, which is kind of funny. And from $30 to $90, each one has a unique member.
It would have cost you $210 plus tax to pick up all of those five sets. Though honestly, if you just wanted a quality Scooby-Doo thing, you could spend $120. Mystery Mansion and Mystery Machine, you'll have all the people and the cool car, and then the rest is just parts.
So yeah, I love all the characters, some pretty cool villains, but Elvo the Zombie is my least favorite villain out of all these. It's kind of funny because it doesn't actually have a secret identity.
He just has buttons on the back of
It just
his
has
head.
buttons to signify that it's fake. But all the other ones have some sort of like alternate head or like a cool headdress hat thing. So it's a pretty cool theme. I do wish that they brought it back and did some better minifig distribution. Although I wouldn't. Probably wouldn't buy any sets because the only set that I would buy would be the Mystery Machine, and I already have the Mystery Machine, and this is really cool set, so I would have no reason to get it. But I do wish that it came back for the other people, and I do remember seeing the advertisement in the Lego magazine that there was some Scooby-Doo sets coming, and I'm like, oh, that's so cool! I hope that there's the Mystery Machine, and there is the Mystery Machine, and I have it now, and it's really cool. And that's my weird tangent. Thank you.
So I think it's got to come back at some point, probably similar to the rumors about the DeLorean. In a similar style to the Ecto-1, a big creator expert car.
Didn't the DeLorean, the rumor, get debunked though?
Yeah, it ended up being
The
a
truck.
pickup truck.
To be fair, given the strong rumors, it might be another set number to this year, or it might be coming out later to correspond with some anniversary. I don't remember when Back to the Future came out. 59, 85? 85. What am I saying?
Yeah, 85.
That was a major plot point. Then it was in 1985, and then 2015, and then 1955. I thought it was a pretty cool theme. Some of the sets are lackluster builds, and the minifigure distribution could use some work, but all in all, it's pretty cool, and I would have been interested to see what another theme would be.
All right, we need 10 more minutes of content. We're at cord for another 10 minutes. Get some stuff in, and then I can crop. We can edit it down. All right.
Don't know what we would include.
We want to get that. We don't want an episode under 20 minutes. We talked about the future of it. We talked about all the sets. How about we just be honest with the listeners? Say, we need more time to make this past 20 minutes. So here's the audio of us just playing with the Mystery Machine.
Dun, 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 dun.
Let's just do it. Let's actually just have our this after our end music plays. It's just dun, dun, dun. All right, so let's do our end credits and then just play. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode of the Brick Book Podcast.
If you want to help us continue with the show, please rate us on whatever podcast platform you're using. It really helps. Thank you, everyone, for your constructive feedback and reviews. Also, please subscribe to our show so that you can be one of the first to know when we have a new show up.
Check us out on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, Spotify, pretty much anywhere you get your podcast, except YouTube.
Yay.
We have a bone to pick with them.
Oops.
That's the mystery machine breaking.
Make sure to spread the word on social media and in real life.
Thanks for listening, and I can't see. My glasses. I can't see without my glasses. Jinkies! There they are. Ah. Well, that's what the script says. Thanks for listening, and now please enjoy this audio of us, because we need more time on this episode. Here's some audio of us playing with the mystery machine.
I'm just breaking this at this point, because I just want to deconstruct it to its core.
Make sure to do it in front of the MacBook.
Hear those sweet Lego noises. The interior of this is really dusty. Look at that.
Oh my.
Skibappy. I'm just tearing this apart. Skibappity-doo. Ah. Look, it's just... It looks like one of those cars with like a bathtub
in it. It looks like Junior's, and it's just a bathtub.
No, it looks like one of those cars with the bathtub in the back. Like does it exist? Like a like that one video set. You know what I'm talking about? The video set?
Oh. Oh my.
That they're coming out with?
Well, it's already out in
Europe. Europe. I've never been to Europe. I know that because I know people who've been there.
Like me.
You've been to Europe. Where in Europe have you been to? You've been to Denmark. What am I
saying? Yes. Maybe I should just talk about this while making sounds with Lego.
Sure. Ohm's travel log.
So I went to the Lego house. We were in Germany, and I took a little jaunt over to the Lego house.
A jaunt?
It was like we took a day off our time in Germany. We flew over to Bieland, the home of Lego. The headquarters was under construction.
Sad.
So they're building one that's coming out this year.
You go to the Lego house?
And yeah, I spent the day at the Lego house, which was super fun. And I got to bring home a bunch of green hinge plates because they let me keep them after I made a bracelet with them. There's some beautiful sculptures.
The dinosaur and the big tree.
Yes, the tree is crazy. I also got the exclusive sets that were available at that time.
Which set?
I got the Tree of Creativity, which is now gone, and the Lego House Architecture set, cool. Which will be there forever. And I have the Mini Chef. And
the Mini Chef?
I did eat at the Mini Chef restaurant, and if you order...
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, if you have a kid's meal, you get a little poly bag with an exclusive torso print.
Ooh.
For a chef with Lego House on the back.
Awesome.
And then I gifted these around, so Mickey has one.
I do.
Yes. Six bricks, red bricks that are molded at the Lego House.
Thanks for that. Any more things you want to tell our people?
I want to tell them the beautiful sounds of Mystery Machine doors.
Those aren't doors. Those are doors. There's are like walls.
They don't know.
What about that? Look at that. Isn't that beautiful? It looks...
It's the mystery bathtub.
It's so boring inside, actually, if you look at it, because it's just all gray.
You just fill it with blue studs. The mystery hot tub. You gotta have Shaggy looking happy. He's like,
He was... No, wait. He was worried because there was a zombie.
But the zombie is gone. Now there's just giants.
Giants? Oh. Hello.
I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for you meddling minifigures. Cutting it out. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We don't talk about politics, so this segment will get kicked.
You know what, Ohm? Because you're desperate. You're so desperate for those minutes of content. Tell me. Also, this is a dual molded piece. Can you tell me what a dual molded it is?
Yeah, it's the blue.
No.
Oh, shoot, yeah, it isn't.
I want you to tell me what the dual molded part is.
There isn't any.
It is. It's really cool. I didn't notice it.
What?
No, it's on that.
Oh, it's the rubbery tail.
Yeah, dual molded rubber with plastic. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
They got the shade right, too, which is rare.
I know.
You're riding the Scooby.
You know what? Because I want to. If there was one set out of anything ever, like any theme, it could be a new theme. If there was one, but only one set out of that new theme, what would it be? It could include however many minifigures you want, except probably not too much.
Like one they've never done before, or one they haven't that's been retired.
Let's do one of each. Let's do one that's retired that you wish you had, and you wish there was an updated version of that you would have.
Toy Story, Andy's room.
Thing.
And I want a set of that. And then I've seen some great mocks.
And
what about you?
What set would you want there to be? I mean, what set would you want an updated version?
Oh, no, it wouldn't be updated. It was basically, I would just want an Andy's room set to make it. Because they've done Toy Story.
Oh, yeah, sorry. It could have been anything. Yeah, anything.
Okay, fair enough.
You? No. Well, see, all of mine have been fulfilled recently. Because first it was a new Mandalorian Starfighter. And we have a new one that's pretty cool. And then it was a Bad Batch shuttle. And we have a new one that's, it's pretty cool. Cool minifigures. It's a little small, but I still like it. And then there would be... I can't think of anything. It would be... Maybe... I need to put this on there. It would be probably... some Star Wars, like, shuttle. I know what it would be. This is kind of a weird niche set, but it would be really cool for me, I think. Have you seen The Bad Batch?
Not the most recent episode. The rest of it, yeah.
Okay, this has been in most of them. I would want a new version of the Republic Attack Shuttle in the Imperial colors with a giant container transport on the bottom with, like, a minimum of two, preferably three, because that's how many there are of those elite squad troops. The, like, the gray camo with the green vibe. Put it.
Here. He'll make it.
This is how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be. It's kind of. But yeah, he's supposed to go right here.
Yeah, alright, we can cut off the audio.
Bye.